Here's what's trending in ad tech for December 4th, 2025. Marketers are gravitating toward cheaper programmatic volume, even though, as AdExchanger reports, new research shows that higher quality data and inventory actually drive stronger outcomes. A study from Compliant, built with several major global advertisers, found that campaigns run through publishers with solid data practices see sharply lower acquisition costs, reduced CPMs, and better return on ad spend without raising overall media prices. Some brands, including Reckitt, are leaning into curated inclusion lists, private marketplace deals, and customized suitability rules to lock in those gains. And with AI now intertwined with media buying, data integrity is taking on even greater importance. Next, Adweek says Omnicom Media hosted its first global town hall after Omnicom wrapped its $13 billion purchase of IPG, using the meeting to outline a new layer cake structure and prep employees for ongoing changes. CEO Florian Adamski addressed the critical headlines and social chatter, urging the organization to stay focused while integration moves ahead. Leadership walked through revamped agency groupings, an expanded data and analytics hub, and added specialty services. They also introduced incoming IPG executives. Regional leads stressed transformation plans and operational alignment as teams merge across markets and navigate expected turbulence. Meanwhile, Digiday reports that publishers are escalating their fight against AI-driven search and pushing aggressive legal and regulatory strategies into 2026. A coalition in the UK is asking the US Department of Justice to examine whether Google's AI overviews unfairly siphon traffic and revenue, with some outlets seeing losses approaching 90%. Complaints say Google harvests content without proper consent, offers little visibility into how those systems work, and diverts clicks by answering queries on its own. Similar filings have landed with the CMA and the European Commission. Alongside that, publishers are suing Google and other AI firms like Cohere, signaling a broader refusal to act as uncompensated data sources. In other developments, The Information says publishers are battling a rapid rise in stealth AI bots that imitate real users, overwhelm servers, and scrape content while dodging detection. Bot protection companies note that these crawlers can mask themselves as standard browsers or mobile devices. Some publishers have been hit with sudden traffic surges driven almost entirely by bots, inflating infrastructure costs without delivering any true audience value. As scraping behavior accelerates, more outlets are turning to firms like Cloudflare, Datadome, and Human, using behavioral pattern analysis to separate legitimate readership from increasingly sophisticated automated activity. Finally, AdExchanger highlights how Fizz, an anonymous social platform geared toward college students, is giving brands a crash course in speaking to campus culture. Launched by two former Stanford students, the app has spread to more than 700 schools and is testing ad formats that mirror student behavior. Early pilots with Quizlet and Perplexity, plus full-day single advertiser takeovers, have produced notable engagement, including strong click-through rates. Because its founders understand student norms, Fizz collaborates closely with marketers to avoid missteps. And with user churn inherent to graduation cycles, it's building new products to keep people engaged after leaving campus. That's it for today's summary. Trending Today is a production of Magnet's corporate communications team and is intended for internal use only. Thanks for listening and have a great day.